Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Tom Beaudet and Roxanne Roberts are tied for the lead. Peter each has 3 points. Adam Felber has 2.
All right.
Oh, I know I agreed to these rules, but I'm unhappy with the result and I'm going to secede.
All right, Adam, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Thursday, New York Governor David Paterson introduced legislation that would make blank legal in that state.
Gay marriage.
Right. On Thursday, UN nuclear inspectors were told to leave the country by officials in blank.
North Korea.
Right. On Monday, eccentric music producer blank was convicted of murder.
Phil Spector.
Right. To protest lack of immigration reform, Hispanic advocacy groups urged illegal immigrants not to fill out forms for the 2010 blank.
Census.
Right. Actor Woody Harrelson explained his altercation with a photographer at a New York airport by saying that he mistook the photographer for a blank.
Zombie.
Right. Ashton Kutcher challenged CNN to see who could be the first to get 1 million followers on blank.
Twitter.
Right. A Wisconsin healthcare provider, desperate to cut its workforce, says a manager made a mistake when he laid off a nurse who was blank.
In the middle of an operation.
Exactly right. Dean Health System said the economic downturn force them to immediately lay off 90 employees, and when Dean Health System says immediately, they mean immediately. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's always hard when you're laid off, but perhaps never so hard as when your boss has to say, I need you to see my office right now, and please put down the gallbladder. So how did Adam do in our quiz?
Adam had a great round, Peter. 7 correct answers, 14 more points. He now has 16 points and the lead.
I'm back in the union.
You're back. All right, we've flipped a coin. Tom has elected to go next. So, Tom, here we go. Fill in the blank. On Thursday, blank began a tour of Latin America.
President Obama.
Yes. Cinnabon and Chick-fil-A were among those who offered discounts and freebies Wednesday in honor of blank day.
The tax day.
Right. According to government officials, the NSA violated legal limits in their domestic blank program.
The wiretapping
right.
program.
John Demjanjuk cited poor health in an attempt to avoid deportation to Germany to face charges that he was a notorious guard for the blank.
During the Holocaust.
Right, for the Nazis. Clothing retailer American Apparel defended itself against a $10 million lawsuit from Woody Allen, saying their ads couldn't have damaged his reputation because blank.
They weren't talking about him.
No, because he has already ruined it himself. A Qantas flight had to be grounded this week after it was discovered there were blanks on the plane.
Qantas, there were drunken Australians.
No, there were snakes on the plane. NFL announcer and Super Bowl winning coach, not to mention lover of the turducken, blank, announced Thursday he was retiring.
Bam, John Madden.
Right. This week, a British company began selling tickets for a vacation package that will offer travelers a chance to recreate blank.
The Voyage of the Mayflower.
Oh, better.
Oh, better.
The Voyage of the Titanic.
Ooh.
On the 100th anniversary of the Titanic's fateful voyage,
right.
taking place in 2012, the cruise ship Balmoral will set sail from Great Britain and head into the icy waters of the Atlantic, and we're hoping no one packs any irony. The ship will carry the same number of passengers as the original ship, and Miles Morgan Travel, which chartered it, promises at least as many passengers will make it to New York this time. Also, Miles Morgan Travel has begun accepting bookings for its upcoming adventure hike called the Donner Party Dinner Party.
Wow, is it going to be hard to hire a band for that?
I'd check out those life books first. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Carl, how did Tom do in our quiz today?
Well, Tom had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 13 points. But Adam still has the lead with 16.
All right. And how many, then, does Roxanne need to beat him and win?
7 correct
answers. Oh, my goodness, Roxanne. Here we go. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. President Obama read the book Where the Wild Things Are to children attending this year's blank.
Easter egg roll.
Right. Sailors from the Maersk, Alabama were reunited with their families a week after their encounter with blank.
Pirates.
Right. On Monday, the Obama administration relaxed travel restrictions for Americans visiting relatives in blank.
Cuba.
Right. After gay and lesbian books were classified as adult and stripped of their sales ranks, blank blamed a computer glitch.
Amazon.
Right. The Washington State Department of Ecology traced pollution in a nearby creek to pipes coming from blank.
Its own sewage plant.
Right, the Washington State Department of Ecology.
Yeah.
Nadia Suleiman has filed applications to trademark her nickname, blank.
Octomom.
Right, a Beverly Hills auction house has canceled the auction of the personal belongings of blank.
Michael Jackson.
Right, a man in Britain was burgled after police told him he wasn't allowed to use a blank as a security system.
wasn't allowed to use a attack cat.
No, he wasn't allowed to use his giant chicken dung catapult.
Yeah. Thankfully, they're still legal in this country.
Yeah. Joe Weston Webb originally built the 30-foot catapult in 1976 in order to fire his wife Mary across the River Avon. But when his home was robbed last year, and we're just going to let that go by. We're just not going to talk about that. I mean, you know, women may not understand, but men are going, yeah, if I had one and was near the River Avon and the wife was willing, I'd, you know. Anyway, he kept it in mothballs, but when his home was robbed last year, he got it out of storage, restored it, and loaded it with a bag of chicken droppings and rigged up an alarm system, and his house was perfectly safe until the police made him take it away. Police say the catapult is illegal because catapulting chicken dung at intruders does not constitute reasonable force under British law. Carl, did Roxanne do well enough to win? She did pretty well.
Well, she needed 7 correct answers to win, and she had 7
Whoa!
Correct answers.
Whoa!
Well done. So, with 17 Indeed. Points, Roxanne Roberts is district champion.
So well done.